Oh, boy. And joining us today is the manager of the Lodge at Buffalo Hill. How cool is that? Lori Normandy. Hi.
Hi.
So what is the Lodge?
So the Lodge is a 24-room, private room, private bath, memory care community.
So it's not a ski lodge.
It's not a ski lodge.
All right. We want to make sure people understand that right out of the box.
That's right.
This is one of the things that we're all facing, is the fact that Alzheimer's and dementia, it just seems to be taking hold.
It sure is. It's as the population is aging, there's so much of a need for it. And so that's what we're providing at Emmanuel Lutheran.
And there's more to it than just providing care. You've got to, we need support for everybody involved.
That's right. So we offer, I facilitate a group once a month, the third Monday of every month, from 3 to 4:30. And it's a support group for families or caregivers who are actually caring for or living with someone that has a diagnosis of dementia, memory care.
Help us understand now what the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's.
So really, dementia is kind of an umbrella of... Dementia is the umbrella. Alzheimer's is one of a form of dementia. There's several types of dementia, but really they're all related in that they cause memory issues, but not just memory, but just the inability to function normally. So people think that it's just a disease that causes memory issues, but it causes a lot more than that.
The types of dementia that's out there and what you're able to work with, Alzheimer's, of course, is one of them, but what are some of the other types?
So there are so many that I couldn't list all of them, but so we have frontal lobe dementia, which is, you know, obviously affects the frontal part of the, there's Lewy body dementia, you know, Parkinson's sometimes has some dementia type characteristics. You know, there's over 200, 300 of different types of dementia.
Well, this is getting confusing.
It is.
and but we think of Alzheimer's because that seems to be the one that gets the most, is that the one that's the most prevalent? Maybe that's the reason for it?
You know, probably that's what people call it. And I think, though, it's a difficult diagnosis to get, because in order to diagnose you with Alzheimer's disease, it has to be after death when they autopsy the brain. So most of the time it's a very generalization of dementia. So people do get confused about that.
Well, let's talk a bit about your group now, your support group. Who should attend?
So anyone that's affected by someone living with dementia, really. It can be a spouse, a son or daughter. It can be a friend. It can be a caregiver. Anyone, really, that really wants that support as they're trying to help someone or be a support for somebody with dementia.
I wonder if the person suffering from memory loss should attend.
So we have had people that have brought loved ones that do have it. Honestly, I don't say one way or the other. I know, though, that that group specifically is for those that want to discuss the challenges of either caring for or living somebody with memory care. And so I sometimes see that that causes a little bit of concern and maybe confusion for the person that actually has dementia.
Let's dig a little deeper into all of that. We'll do that right after this. And our guest is Lori Normandy. And Lori, tell us a little bit about the work that you do.
So I manage the lodge, and we have about 16 staff that work there. And I assist them with training and running a program that we have for people with Alzheimer's disease. I meet with families and provide them with support and just make sure that the operation of the lodge is running smoothly.
So let's talk a little bit about the support group that you've put together here. Talk with me a little bit about what we can expect to learn.
Okay. So the support group really is the people that come together are looking for information mainly about how to live with somebody or interact with somebody with dementia. So we talk as a group, really. They're there to get support from others who are facing it and maybe have had more time with someone and has some things to share. So I provide written information, anything that I can do to give them education as far as what dementia looks like from the beginning to maybe the later stages of dementia. But really the topics that are brought up are the people that come to the group. And it's for them to support each other and talk about, yeah, it's really difficult, you know, when I have to do this and how does others handle it. And so it's to support each other because caregiving is such a difficult role.
You know, one of the things that amazes me about Alzheimer's, and I one of my sort of aunts, I guess, I always called her that, they told me she had Alzheimer's and had been suffering it for some time. And I saw her at a family reunion. I was talking with her, and it was like she remembered me as a little kid. We talked about things in family and all of that. And I thought, wow, you know, what's the big deal here? 10 minutes later, I walked back over to her, and she couldn't remember that we had talked.
Right. It's very common. And that's that short-term memory that is not, when something happens, it just disappears, you know, so they don't remember that it happened.
Does it frustrate them?
I think in the beginning with the people that have dementia, yeah, it's frustrating. I think it's scary. I think that they try to overcompensate for it when they're just realizing that those things are happening. It's kind of like if you lost your keys, that's one thing. But if you didn't even know you had keys, or you got in your car and you didn't even know how to drive, I mean, you would notice those things. And those are some things that start to happen in the earlier stages of dementia. And so it's scary and definitely frustrating.
I understand also that people affected with dementia tend to get a little agitated.
You know, that sometimes is a myth. Not all people that have dementia get agitated or get angry. I mean, I've interacted many years now with people that are very calm and sweet. And so it really just depends on what's going on with that specific person. One person with dementia is one person with dementia. And you hear people say that all the time because everyone has their own personalities and their own things that they're dealing with. And it's actually very rare that you see a lot of agitation.
I'm wondering about mixing dementia with something like Parkinson's, for example, which is something that tends to catch a lot of us too around here. What happens when those things kind of get mixed together?
So Parkinson's is a different type in that Parkinson's really affects, and I'm not an expert in Parkinson's,
sure.
But it really affects the body. And really it's only until the late, because it's all the brain functions, you know, is trying to handle everything that's going in the body. So the brain is the last to go, you know, with somebody with Parkinson's. But that does create memory issues and, you know, difficulties in thinking and processing and judgment. But it's not the same, you know. It's so that's a completely, they have a support group for Parkinson's too.
Oh, can you get both at the same time?
Sure. I'm sure that you can. I've seen people with multiple diagnoses.
I guess that's what I was kind of reaching toward, is dealing with people with multiple diagnoses.
Okay. So we definitely have to treat each diagnosis as with what they have, you know. You know, being able to have people that can care for them if they need more help physically versus, you know, just needing more help with their memory and what's going on there.
Well, in the support group that you've put together, is there an opportunity for people to ask personal questions?
Yes, absolutely. It's a confidential group, and it's a group where they know as they come together that it's a safe place to be able to share what's going on. There's tears you know, frustrations, and but they're able to share with each other because there's that common ground. And it really, it's a neat thing to see how they can come and just feel that support, because not everybody understands.
Lori Normandy is our guest. She is runs the lodge at Buffalo Hill and Buffalo Hill Terrace. We'll kind of talk a little bit more about the specifics of it, time, date, and place, and all of that. So get out a pencil, paper, and get ready to write down a few notes right after this. Our guest is Lori Normandy, and Lori is the manager of the lodge at Buffalo Hill and Buffalo Hill Terrace too. Are you part of the terrace, or are you part of the Guild?
So Emmanuel Lutheran Communities is our organization, and Buffalo Hill Terrace and the lodge are in one building.
Okay, that's what I was trying to get around, because I haven't been up there a while since my aunt lived up there. She lived
up. You
should
come visit. It's really expanded. It's beautiful.
Really? I'd love to. I was very impressed. My aunt lived there for about 6 years, so I became very familiar with Buffalo Hill Terrace. Mm-hmm. Knew my way around pretty well. Okay. Talk with me now about your support groups and how people get plugged in.
Okay. So we do, it is in the newspaper to give people date and time in the date. Daily Interlake, mm-hmm. and they can go to our website, which is Emmanuel Lutheran Corporation, ilccorp.org, and then they can call the Buffalo Hill Terrace and talk to me at any time, and just call that number and ask for me. I can give them information. I can provide any kind of support that they have, but our group is the third Monday of every month from 3 to 4:30 at Buffalo Hill Terrace.
So just think threes.
Threes.
Third Monday, 3 o'clock.
There you go.
Okay, and of course, everybody's welcome.
That's right. The whole community is invited, and anyone who needs that support.
And can we reach you individually?
You can. The number at Buffalo Hill Terrace is 752-9624, and they can just ask for Lori Normandy.
All right. Lori, thank you so much, and I hope people will take advantage of this opportunity.
I do, too. Thank
All
you.
Right. That was A Happy, Healthier You, presented by Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement, doing our best to make life easier.